Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens. In the studio with me, I have Amanda Windlinks. She's the Emerging Talent Programs Coordinator for Bend Next Foundation. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today, Dave?
Good. Good to see you again.
Yay. So good to be back.
You're here in a different capacity this time.
Yes.
So now we're going to start over, you and I. What is Bend Next Foundation?
Bend Next Foundation is the nonprofit 501c3 arm of the Bend Chamber of Commerce. It oversees leadership development such as Leadership Bend, Next Up Leaders Program, and Emerging Talent, which includes what I'm here to talk about today, our Emerging Talent Summit.
Yeah, now that's coming up on the 21st of this month.
And 24th.
Oh, excuse me, 24th.
Yes.
Of this month. And it's going to take place where?
It starts at the Tower Theater. The entire event is in downtown Bend. It's a half-day event starting at the Tower Theater with our keynote, Kurt Steinhorst. After that keynote session, it goes into attendees' choice between 7 breakout sessions, all hosted in downtown Bend, and capped off with an after-party at J-Dub. So the entirety of the event for the whole half-day will all be in downtown.
And who's invited to this?
Anybody who wants to attend. If anybody wants to check it out, they would want to visit bendchamber.org/ET Summit for details and to purchase tickets. It's got all the information for the event on there, as well as just one thing I like to mention is we're doing a weekly raffle for DoorDash gift card prizes every week for attendees that register for the week prior. So a little bit of information on there too. That's just a fun thing I like to mention.
Okay. So it's better to get signed up for it in advance, obviously.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, get your spot secured because the breakout sessions can be limited, so it's better to register early to get into the session you want, as well as get entered for a potential prize.
And so you do the main speaker, and then one of the breakouts is what you have time for?
Yes, there's 7 to choose from, and attendees will get to choose one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I putting you on the spot by asking you what those 7 are about?
I can absolutely. I'd love to tell you about that. Just reading you the titles and telling you who our speakers are, we've got Artificial Intelligence Tools for Your Business with Justin Coates at Niche AI, Burnout Rehab and Prehab from Overwhelm to Empowerment with Lisa Flexner, founder and principal of Flex Health Consulting. We've got City of Bend 101, Priorities and Changes for the New Biennium with a panel of speakers from the City of Bend, Leveraging Emotional Intelligence for Effective Communication with Brett Larson from Humescent, Money Mastery, Keep More, Grow More, Stress Less with Connor McCullough of McCullough Financial Group, The Power of Being Beyond Doing with Jay Garcia, a certified professional coach, Turning Your Workplace Woes into Growth Opportunities with Kurt Barker, partner of Best in Krieger LLP, and Mariel Gallagher, founder of Crunch HR.
Okay. So you sign up for these things in advance.
Yes.
At the website.
Yes.
And we'll say the website again in just a moment. Anything else we should know?
Our MC for the event is Lindsay Harris from KTVZ. Online registration closes on April 22nd at 12 p.m. and tickets will be available at the door on April 24th.
Okay, sounds good. More information at the website, of course.
Folks can always reach out to me if you have any questions or any confusion about any of this. My email is amanda@benchamber.org. That's amanda@benchamber.org.
We've been talking to my friend Amanda Windlinks. She is the Emerging Talent Programs Coordinator for Bend Next Foundation. And Amanda, give us the website one more time.
bendchamber.org/ET Summit.
You are listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.